We're going to start our trip up the East Coast right now. We've got Michael Flynn from Football Click to discuss everything NPL Queensland. Michael, it's been a while, but thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, pleasure to be here, boys.
Oh, no worries, no worries. Well, we'll start with SWQ Thunder. They had a bit of an upset, defeating Brisbane Roar, their under-21 side, 4-0. It's their first win in a while, and Brisbane, of course, have lost 3 on the trot. Tell us about this game.
Oh, mate, it was actually, you're calling it upset, but it's quite a funny one. The Roar have just got a shocking record up in Toowoomba. It's the third year in a row they've dropped the points up there, which, you know, look, no disrespect to Thunder, but most teams go up there expecting to at least get something out of it. So, you know, Thunder have been scoring goals this year. The problem's been the defence. But look, they've shut out the young Roar there. 4 goals. Anthony Grant led the scorers there with a couple. And it's a really good result for Thunder because last week they dropped into the relegation zone. And this was one they really needed to win. And they've done it. So, yep, they've moved themselves out of danger for another couple of weeks.
And the Thunder, you know, like you said, they defensively probably haven't been that good. What's that come down to?
It's always hard to say, mate. I think one of the key issues with the Thunder has always been they've always been a young team. That definitely comes into play, as well as the fact that they have to travel so often. You know, every game for them is a fair trek out of Toowoomba. I think that has its wear and tear over a season, but look, I mean, if they can use this to build on, then maybe that could be a thing of the past. They're not quite as, in their first couple of seasons, it was always quite a soft touch, to be honest, and they have been improving on that. So we'll see if they can steal it up a little bit.
And, of course, that was the third consecutive loss for Brisbane Roar, their under-21 side. Is that just maybe a sense of fatigue coming in for the young players?
Look, I think in terms of, it's a tough one, mate. I mean, obviously, they're constantly changing. There is a bit of fatigue issues with some of the younger players in that we're in that time of year where we have the private school football happening. There's a few boys around the place who are, you know, working in those sorts of sectors as well in such a young team. So they're probably training a little bit more than they usually did and playing a couple more games. Perhaps that's coming into it. But ultimately, it's boys against men, mate. You know, that's what always happens with the young Roar. They usually start pretty bright because they have the full summer to prepare through NYL, where the semi-pro part-timers don't. But usually it catches up with them because greater experience is what gets you through these games in the middle of the season generally.
Michael, it's Nick here. And Olympic FC got a big 5-2 win over the Magpies. The Magpies, who have struggled this year, they're down near the bottom. They had the game at 2-2. They really put on a show in the second half, Olympic. Take us through that one.
Yeah, well, Olympic, they met them earlier in the year in the Magpies' first game of the season and gave them a bit of a 6-2 touch-up. So I think that was a bit of a point to prove there for the Mackay boys. And to be honest, they're sitting a bit low on the table, but it's just not going their way. Out of the teams that are struggling, they do seem to be the one with the most potential. Just hasn't quite gelled for them yet, quite this year, but you know, Olympic, they had a lot of chances early on, probably didn't put away as many as they should have, which, you know, gave the Mackay boys a bit of a sniff, who, you know, they might have had 4 maybe 5 decent chances, put 2 of them away. Olympic maybe had 8-10 and only put 2 away. So that was really the difference, and at the end the greater experience of the Olympic boys really shone through. I mean, 3 goals in the final quarter hour, they just ran over the top of them. Always helps with a bit of a home crowd support, and yeah, they did the job, so it's on to next week for Olympic.
And in terms of that top half of the table, I mean, we're seeing that top five really sort of breaking away into their own little faction there. But in terms of the top four, who do you see out of Moreton Bay, Brisbane Strikers and Queensland Lions? Who do you see the one that misses out?
Mate, if you'd asked me a couple of weeks ago, I would have said Moreton Bay. But I tell you what, they've steadied the ship a little bit. They had a couple of shaky results. You know, they were held to a draw up in Toowoomba, which wasn't the greatest result for them, but you know they're now stringing it together, and they've got the best run of form at the moment in terms of results in the past 5 weeks of any team in the comp. So it's a really tough call. If I had to really split hairs on it, I might say Moreton Bay might still fall out of that top four, but honestly, it's going to be a very, very tight run thing. But we'll have a better look at it this weekend because all top six teams play against each other, so that's a bit of a good scheduling quirk this weekend.
Now, Michael, I'm just having a look at the fixture for next week. An Olympic FC and Western Pride playoff in a huge game. And Western Pride did get that big win over Brisbane Strikers. It was only a 1-0 win, but 3 points are still valuable at this point of the season. Olympic, Western Pride, who's looking like the goods for this one?
Mate, I've got to back Olympic. They got them in the first game earlier this year when they played, very early in the season, mind you, and it was a tight-run thing. But Western Pride, I mean, part of their success this year has really come from Dylan Wenzel-Halls, the striker, who's now been picked up by Brisbane Roar. And you could tell it affected them a little bit with his departure. They dropped out of the FFA Cup, then they lost to Brisbane City. So they seem to have lost that rampant goal-scoring outlet at the top of the formation. I mean, they've still got Joe Duckworth up there, scored on the weekend, and Andy Pengelly, you know, some good little players. But they're not, you know, they're not 23-goal-a-season type players, which is what Wenzel-Halls did in half a season. So I think that'll probably count against them. Olympic are going to be very, very fired up. Olympic want this title. There's no doubt about that. And to be honest, they probably spent the money for their fans to demand no less this season. So I would say Olympic at home against the Pride will probably pick up the chocolates. And yeah, that's going to be a massive result if they can for their premiership hopes.
You're listening to NPL Extra with Athos Syrianos and Nick Debiner. We've got Michael Flynn from Football Click up in Queensland. And the team that makes up that top six, that final team, is Brisbane City. They're currently, 6 points off the Strikers in fourth. They are also one of the informed teams in the competition. They've won four straight and they come up against, as we mentioned before, the other informed side in Moreton Bay. Where do you see this match going, Michael?
It's going to be a very, very interesting one. Brisbane City, slow start to the season, to be honest. Didn't really have the most experienced squad compared to some of the other teams who are in that top four. Can they do it against Moreton Bay? Well, there's nothing to say they can't do it. Moreton Bay, I think, probably the stronger team on paper. And in terms of results, I think Moreton Bay have been a bit more consistent throughout the year. Will that tell in the final reckoning? It's going to be interesting. I mean, Moreton Bay still not keeping enough clean sheets for mine to be a genuine top three type team, where Brisbane City they've tightened it up a little bit in recent weeks. So it's no small task to keep Queensland Lions, keeping the Lions there scoreless on the weekend. But yeah, I would have to back Moreton Bay in that one, mate. Just a bit more experience in some key positions and some dynamic players. I think it'll prove telling in the end.
And just on Moreton Bay, is it just that bit of polish which is preventing them from really stepping it up to Western Pride and Olympic FC, or are they thereabouts? Are they ready to challenge?
Well, they put themselves in a position to challenge now. I mean, they're only, you know, they're 6 points away from top spot with those games against Pride and Olympic to play. So I mean, if they can defeat them, then they're definitely well and truly in the mix. The lack of polish, I don't know. I think it's more of a, could just be one of those things. Sometimes things go for you, sometimes things go against you. They haven't had any really what you would call emphatic wins. None of these sort of 7-8 nils that we've seen some other teams putting together, which maybe suggests a little bit of difficulty with the finishing. They did start the season with a 6-goal flurry, but since then it seems the goals are a little bit tighter to come across. So yeah, it could be just the way they're setting up. It could just be a lack of a genuine out-and-out star number nine, but they're getting the results, and that's really all you can do at this stage. I think sometimes we get a bit carried away when certain teams might, you know, score a big score. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of factors that come into these sorts of things at this level. You know, scheduling's a massive part of it as well with the way that the competition works up here.
Now, Michael, we on the F&R Review Show every Sunday always talk a little bit about, we've sort of adopted Sunshine Coast as a team that we keep an eye on every week, because remarkably they've conceded 71 goals in 14 games. Is there any hope at the end of the tunnel for the Sunshine Coast? They did lose 4-1 against North Queensland and face Cairns this weekend coming. Can they avoid the drop?
Well, mathematically they can. Logically, it's going to be a tough one for them. They have turned things around a little bit in recent weeks. They got a new coach in. They're still in the hunt there for the FFA Cup, which is a bit of an interesting anomaly for a team that's doing so poorly in the league. You know, if they can get some points, they would have been really disappointed not getting the points against North Queensland. That was one that was definitely winnable for them. They've now got these games coming up with the teams just above them. I think Cairns you would include in that list of teams that are beatable. If they can get some results out of those, especially with some home ground advantage, it could really go their way. They have got Cairns down here at the Sunny Coast. They've got Magpies coming down here as well. That's going to help them. Whether they can turn that into the points, it's going to be very, very tight. I mean, two wins and all of a sudden they're outside of the relegation zone. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility. Will they do it? Gee, you'd have to be pretty brave, I think, to put any money on them, but stranger things have happened.
Of course. And Michael, we must thank you for joining us here on MPL Extra. Obviously, you give us a fantastic insight every time you come on and speak to us a little bit about what's happening in Queensland. And once again, thank you.
No worries, boys.